Richie, thanks for joining me on the show. It's lovely to talk to you.
Thank you, Amber.
So, Richie, I suppose looking back at 2025, how did businesses in the Dingle area, how did they find the year?
Yeah, we had a good year, and I think majority of businesses would be quite happy. Well, as you probably know already, we have a lot of festivals and events that are well established now on the peninsula, and they're spread throughout the year. And there's a wide variety of topics covered there, between sporting, cultural, traditional, choirs, races, regattas, music, song, dance, and literature. Everything is really covered throughout the peninsula, not only just in Dingle Town itself, but right throughout the peninsula. And we're very lucky to have so many great volunteers and organisers in these different events and festivals as well. So they all help to bring in the footfall, and again, a wide variety of people come to Dingle for these various events and festivals that they're interested in, like the food festival, like the marathon. Early on in the year, you have other events going on as well. You know, the races, you know, they're all established, and thankfully, great volunteers involved there, Amber.
Absolutely, that's fantastic to hear. And I suppose you mentioned it there, you have so much going on throughout the year, and obviously at all at different times of the year as well, some off peak, I suppose some during the summer season as well. But I can imagine they're really important, Richie, because they bring people into the area and they give them a chance, I suppose, to see what you have to offer in Dingle, because it's such a beautiful part of the world and it's great to get people there, and maybe when they see what you have, then they might stay that little bit longer.
Yeah, and like, we have a very strong brand name in Kerry, you know, generally, and Dingle is part of that now, thankfully, as well. And here, like, we're looking to have, we have the mountains, we have the lakes, we have the water, we have islands, and we have indoor facilities in, like, the Blasket Centre, you have the aquarium here in Dingle, you have a museum in Ballyferriter. So, whatever the weather, people, you know, they can go indoors or stay outdoors, and you have the boat trips, like, or fishing trips or whatever as well, around the Blaskets, or indeed shorter trips around the harbour mouth here as well. So, you know, it's amazing what Fungi even brought with him. Like, all these people who were involved in the Fungi trips, the short trips out to Fungi from the Dingle Harbour, are now involved in longer trips. The Fungi legend has continued, thankfully.
That's fantastic to hear. And I suppose in terms of footfall then, Richie, in comparison to maybe last year, did you notice a difference? Was it maybe up this year, or was it comparable to last year, or what were you seeing?
Probably comparable. Mid-June I was quite, but we always find that in a place like Dingle where you have a lot of families coming in, that you have exams going on, and you know, there was a lot of maybe unrest with regard to the American tariffs and all at that stage as well, and uncertainty. So, like every other part of the country, I suppose, there was a worry at that stage, all right, at the season. But we are have a very strong tourism income here. We're very dependent on it. The American market, particularly, with the numbers are quite strong again this year. The Canadian market has developed. And the Irish market, of course, is very strong and consistent here as well. And part of that would be because we have so much Gaeilge available here. And Tashin Gohunt, the Gurfad, and Medini Hagen, Kun, and Gaeilge, Klushin, Gagas, Lower Tugas, Aulam, Dukreta, Arfad.
Gohuntuk, that's great to hear. It's fantastic. And it's great to see that the language is kind of, I suppose, thriving again, maybe, because I know there was kind of talk before that it was dipping down and people weren't speaking as much. But it's lovely, as you were saying there, that people are actually travelling to the area just to hear the locals talking. It's like, that's fantastic.
Well, you really would have to come here to experience the thing. Like, it comes so naturally to the most of the locals here as well, and they like to speak. Just to get people, if people start to a conversation and introduce you to the language, then you'll know whether people have it or don't have it. But Dingle is a great service town as well, of course, and Dukas and Dangan are doing excellent work in promoting and supporting written and spoken language and development, and it's great to see the increase in the language, maybe not alone even in Dingle, but throughout the country as well.
It certainly is. That's lovely to hear. And I suppose, Richie, as you look ahead, maybe, are there any kind of projects in the pipeline for a Dingle Business Chamber that you'd like to prioritise, or you hope might, I suppose, maybe have progress throughout next year?
Well, the Business Chamber kind of support all the various projects that are going on in festivals and events, like the Phoenix Cinema redevelopment now, that's in progress, and that should be ready in 2027-28. We have a new 16-bed hotel nearly completed in John Street. That should be open by March 2026. There's a new housing under construction in Spa Road, and I think Kerry County Council are deeply involved in that. There's several building sites started as well, particularly some most very private ones. And some estate type planning applications have been granted in the past 12 months, and they're likely to start as well in the coming year. So that's all good news for people looking for housing in and near Dingle Town. I suppose on the SHU course in the last year, like the American College have completed and opened fully the old redevelopment of the old CBS school and monastery here in Dingle, and they're a tremendous asset to the town as well. On the negative side, I suppose, look, we'll have to look at the Airbnb outlets now replace many of the traditional B&B outlets here in town and in the area. They also take up the longer-term rental properties that many families and workers are looking for. But the other negative, I suppose, if you call it that, is increasing the online shopping deliveries. That's very noticeable now, the increase in the traffic of such vehicles in the area. And that's an increasing risk to our existing shops and businesses. And, of course, a number of the rural shops in the area have closed over the past few years. So, there's a danger there. We certainly need to help save local jobs and outlets and local producers, local traders, local manufacturers and local skills here in West Kerry.
Absolutely. That's a very good message, an important one to get out there. Just before we finish up, Richie, you mentioned the development of the Phoenix Cinema and hotels in the area and also housing as well. How important is it for a place like Dingle to see that different type of development, I suppose, across different projects, but to see work on the ground, I suppose, and progress being made in the town?
Well, you see, we have to be positive too in life, I suppose. And there's a great positivity here in West Kerry at the moment. When you look at the sporting success of 2025, and of course, the Kerry retaining the Sam again, where you had between 8 and 10 members, I think, between Gaeltacht and Dingle involved in the panel and actually playing in that All-Ireland final as well. That has given a tremendous boost to the area. So a great sense of positivity. We would hope that that positivity will continue into 2026. I suppose we have to look at the American situation. There was a little bit of a kickback from the tariffs here when the parcels had been returned to some of our business outlets because there was confusion over who pays the tariffs. And that has hit exporting groups here. And there's probably a concern as well about the American visitor numbers and the situation in America and their economy, I suppose, will depend a lot on whether people will continue to travel in their great numbers. But we'll be hopeful. We have the brand, I think, as I said, in Kerry and in Dingle. We must protect it and mind it. We must build on it. We must keep the brand name affordable, which to my mind is very, very important, because of the danger of being overpriced. And our traditional welcome, of course, is in danger also. So increased competition, if you compare it to maybe some of these long-term outlets like Lanzarote, who I experienced recently, a whole pile of retired people and now spend most of their winters over there. We need to actually mind what we have and build on it if we can. And if you look back on maybe the 2025 highlights for me, there was two highlights. There was the sporting achievements of Kerry and Dingle and Gaeltacht. Mm-hmm. And the second highlight of 2025 for me was the zero waste to landfill effort by the Dingle Food Festival, who now have substantially reduced the amount of waste that was produced over the starting years of the festival. And now the amount of actual waste that's going to landfill has been reduced substantially and hopefully will be reduced further in the years to come.
Fantastic. Absolutely. They were great achievements. Richie, it's been lovely talking to you and thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, Amber. Thanks for the call.